So let's take a 5-minute break. Been sitting for a while. And if you are full and you don't want any more now, you can go, you know. And when those who want to stay, we'll do some more practice when you come back. So there's water outside here, and I think bathrooms, hopefully the other one got unlocked. So there's two bathrooms downstairs. Yeah. Excuse me? Could we come in close for this? You know, there's many less of us, and just... There are many? Mm-hmm. Before we start for this last part, are there any questions? Does someone have a question now about something that's just really pressing on your heart that you really want to ask? Yes.
I don't know if this is the right time, but could you speak to some of the Buddhist practices and awakening to the world as part of the path of the world?
Well, one of the things that it says on my bio is that I, you know, I've been involved in Buddhist practice as well as Sufi practice. And so people all, you know, there is something about that because people, there are many of us that find something that doesn't fit perhaps the traditional stream of Sufism, or we've been involved in Buddhist practice, but there's something else that calls us, and we find it in the joy, in the music, in the dance, you know. So we just look deeper. There's something deeper that the heart wants. And if we can trust and follow that longing, that call, it leads us home. It leads us where we need to be. You know, I think perhaps the most important thing is just knowing that there are people, that it's okay. Just simply that it's okay. That there's nothing wrong. I mean, now, some people may disagree with me, but it's your experience. You know, it's your own way to remember this one thing. You know, it's like sort of whatever it takes. Yeah? Yeah. Is that enough? Yeah, good, okay.
Are there any resources you would suggest for minimalism and embodied practices?
Yeah, that's a good question. The question was, are there any resources I suggest for moving into these more embodied practices? Find some folks who are doing the Dances of Universal Peace. That's a great way to start. If you talk to depending on where you live, the dance leader may also have training in the walking practices, so you can ask that, you know, if you go to, some do and some don't, yeah.
I don't know what the
Dance of Universal Peace is. Oh, thank you, Lucas. All right. So for those of you who didn't go this morning to the gymnasium, those are the Dances of Universal Peace that are being done over on the other side here. And the inspiration for this came to Sam Lewis in a vision. The elements that make this up are sacred phrases and moving together in very simple movements and reciting these sacred phrases together from all traditions. So it's very simple. Anyone can do it. They're done all over the world now. And there's actually some information in the bookstore. There's a group based in Seattle called the... ask me later. There's a website, of course. Dances of Universal Peace. I'm just terribly blank. Yeah, go to the bookstore and there's tapes and stuff there, and the tapes come out of this organization. And there's training for the dance leaders that's available too, if there's not dancers in your community, yeah.
On the table, they have a few copies left of the introduction to
yes.
Walks and Dances.
That's correct.
By Samuel Lewis, and that is an introduction to the dances and an introduction to the walks and some of his first dances.
Yeah.
So it's a good resource. It's about $10.
But I think there's an important question here, which is how do we move into embodied practice? You know, how do we, I mean, one way is to find a group, or if there's not a group where you live, there's seminars and camps. We call them camps, tend to, as compared to conferences, but they're all over. All over the world. Their friends are going to Russia this summer. There's a lot going on in Europe, quite a bit going on in Germany and England with the dances, South America, and all over North America, as far as I know. So, you know, being able to travel somewhere to catch something. And I so believe that when the desire is awakened for something in you, you know, when the longing for, then your awareness, field of awareness opens, and then something is brought in too. So, and you can, you know, what we've done today, you can take with you, absolutely. It can be a lifetime's work just to do the walks. Yeah, I'm so grateful. I was quite young when, I was in my early 20s when I was introduced to this, and I really feel that it had a tremendous impact on my body because I started this being able, I had a awkward, what to me seemed to be a difficult body, and it just so, starting as a young person with the walks and the dances, really, years and years of doing them, something changes, you know? Something else? Another question? Or a comment? Singing, oh yes, oh singing, what a joy. This singing is an embodied practice. And just, and when we do it together, something else happens, mm-hmm. You know, and it's like magic. And I didn't know that when I started going to the retreats, and when I would sit and we'd be silent all day, and we did one session where I would teach one song, and we just sing one song, and sitting and watching what happened, I had no idea. I mean, I'd been always singing, but I had no idea how alive something connect. You know, when we're singing, we're vibrating together. You know, something's happening together for us. And when you sing, you can really. If you want to really pay attention to what's going on, just with saw, just with a note, really feel the awareness, what's going on and what's happening in the body. I mean, just can feel it. You just can get a deeper and deeper awareness of the embodiment of sound. Yeah. Did you want to say something about singing?
No.
Oh, okay.
When we were doing the chants at the beginning, as we were walking, I had an inclination to use a different note and sort of harmonize it.
Uh-huh.
Is that something which sort of draws attention to an individual? It's sort of an ego thing, or is that okay?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, is it better as a group to be using just that single note? Maybe.
Well, you're a very advanced group. You all really just got caught the attunement so quickly, you know. And there is something about harmony and finding your own note. So that would be an experiment, you know. When people are first learning and maybe the attunement isn't, you know, it's doing something in unison and in rhythm helps the attunement, but then there's also each of us has our own note, you know. Yeah. So, be an experiment. Yeah. Something else. It's cool. Well, I thought we'd Okay, we'll do that. We would do some zikr practice. Some zikr practice. And there are many, many ways of remembering the beloved, remembering the one thing. But a traditional Sufi practice is to do the zikr. Many people do the zikr in silence. It's never spoken. But we'll do a chanting today. And we say it in Arabic. So again, this is traditional Sufi, you know, coming out of Islam, the phrase is La ilaha illallahu, and we'll work with it some before we go into the chant. But in some ways it's really not translatable. I mean, in other ways it is. So I'm going to say something about it, but this isn't it. It's like anything, you know, kind of point to something, but it's a hint. It's just a hint. So when we do the zikr, you can just allow the sound and allow the phrase to do its what it does. And you don't have to think about what I'm going to say now. La ilaha, the first part of the phrase, la ilaha, is the emptying of oneself, the nothing, the neti, the nada, there is nothing. And then the il Allah but God. Il Allah but God. So over and over and over again we are saying there is nothing but this, but God. Il Allah who is here. So just to learn the phrase, we'll do it a phrase at a time, just as a chant. The first part we'll do La ilaha, 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 Il Allah, 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 Il Allah. And we'll put it together with who. So it's La ilaha il Allahu. We'll do that, we'll chant that just a few times. La ilaha il Allahu. 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 La ilaha il Allahu, La ilaha il Allahu. To start, and later if you feel some harmony coming in, you're welcome to add harmony. Just listen through it once, and if you don't catch it the first time, just keep listening and until you catch it. It is a practice of listening. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. together and breathe and feel the Baraka. So, dear friends, probably time to close. We started with a an invocation from Hazrat Anayat Khan, and we close our meetings with a prayer also from Anayat Khan. So if you know it, you can say it along. And otherwise, just as we say it, just we'll feel our hearts as one heart. O Thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, Lord of heaven and of earth, open our hearts that we may hear Thy voice, which constantly comes from within. Disclose to us Thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us Thy great goodness. Teach us Thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of Thy divine spirit and unite us all in Thy perfect being. Amen. Being here to create this accommodation that we've created together. And you also knew, you also, maybe you didn't, but you braved the elements to stay and now get caught in the blessing of the rain. If it's anything like Virginia, it may stop in a little bit, so.